bust a capsule like Mandela being free. Not every MC be with the negativity. We have a slew of rappers pushing positivity. Hip hop will never die, yo. It's all about the rap. So Mayor Barry smoking crack. Let's preach about that. The trash you talk won't matter. That old bogus chatter. The more that you condemn us, it only makes us fatter. When I talk, I know I'm talking for hip hoppers all around. You know you love the sound. We get down. We can 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 get down.
Oh, it's like that, man. It's like that. It's like that, man. It's like that. It's like that, man. It's like that.
You're listening to 90.5 FM College Park Radio, WMUC. Hi. It's 11. It's time for Dogma. I normally would let the music continue playing, but I have a lot of music today, and also it happens to be the last official week of the semester, I believe. So that would make this the season finale. Surprise! I didn't know that until today. So we're gonna work with what we have. I have nothing special planned. Just a lot of music. Not even a lot of music. Just longer songs. I don't know. We'll see. We'll get through it. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and play PSA first, and then we'll get going.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
Wow, what a great song that was. I've never played that PSA before. So, it was a first time for everything. Huh? They are, yeah, no. Mars is in here with me right now. they're actually going to play a song soon. They requested one, so they're going to introduce it. Yeah, no, the band across, every single night. They're so good. I will sometimes sit out, outside the dining hall and just listen to them play from the window that's open from the recording studio. It's so good. They're so good. Yeah, if you didn't hear, they are playing Everlong, as Mars said. God, here I am yapping. How about some Refused? Let's listen to some Refused, guys. We'll be right back. You didn't hear that. You did not hear that. If you know what I'm talking about, you didn't hear it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, great. That was New Noise by Refused. Up next, oh God, how do I say this again? Sashimi?
Sashimi.
We've got Sashimi. Sorry. We've got Sashimi followed by Ministry. And then a special song from my boo-boo butt. Mars. Here's Skin of Rat by Sashimi.
We'll be right back.
You just listen to Ministry, You Know What You Are. Before that, Sosame?
Yeah.
Sosame, Skin a Rat. Why are we skinning rats, Mars?
I don't know. I was trying to listen to the lyrics, but I was multitasking, so I didn't really...
Multitasking? What are you multitasking?
Well, I was doing my paper, and I was also trying to listen to the song.
Get here. Get closer.
Sorry.
Get closer.
Hello. I was writing my paper, but I was also listening to the song. Fun fact, I actually saw Sosame live 3 years ago, opening for Yule, but I think that her recorded, works are a little more impressive to me. I think that's the nicest way to
Sosame, more like Sucksame.
Oh.
She sucks live. So you wanted to play pagan poetry.
Oh yeah. I brought my switch with me in the radio station because I have been playing Tomodachi Life, which Nate bought for me because he's an amazing boyfriend. I have been playing this game like the entire day, every day since I've had it. Nate can attest to this.
It's so silly.
It's so silly. I love it. I had the Tomodachi Life for the 3DS. And I think this one's really similar, except I don't remember it being an island.
It's the Animal Crossing vacation of it all.
Yeah.
And
maybe the first one was an island, but I don't
know. It was an island, but it wasn't like... It wasn't a hotel.
As nice.
They lived in a hotel.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
They didn't have individual houses, I think. They
all
had rooms.
It was like a condo thing, yeah.
Yes, you're right, I think.
And you can, like... terraform in this, and then also like customize everything can be custom,
yeah,
and like drawn.
You can draw
cool.
Like I love the face paint feature, and I love the like the feature where you can draw like foods and stuff, which I really don't remember if that was in the original one. I don't think it was. All I remember was that this sounds really evil, but I'm just gonna expose myself.
It's perfectly fine.
When I had that game in middle school, there was this one kid that really bothered me. So I made him in Tomodachi Life, and I would feed him like spoiled milk.
It's like this is like when serial killers, when they're kids, they like dissect animals.
Listen,
and stuff.
Listen.
How dare you feed your school bully spoiled milk?
He was so mean. He was actually terrible. He emailed my friend emailed on our school email asking for photos on our school email account. And then I think she reported it to the guidance counselor and like the principal and everything.
That's stupid.
He never got in trouble. What's stupid? Reporting him?
No. I misheard apparently. No, reporting him was fine. Let me be clear. I had misheard what you had said. I thought I had jumped the gun, and I imagined you were telling the story because it didn't end. He didn't get in trouble. That's what sucks.
He really didn't get in trouble, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
But I did not like that guy, and I'm not going to say his name because there's a non-zero chance that he's listening.
Say it. First name.
Michael, if you're listening to this...
you whispered in my ear just to say it into the microphone.
Yeah, because it took me some time to figure out if I wanted to actually
it's
say
fair,
it.
That's
I had
fair.
To think about it
we,
after
we
I said
we have to make
it.
A Michael Jordan joke.
Michael, you are not dunking on
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, more like Michael Jordan.
What am I allowed to say in safe harbor hours? Can I make... How risky of a Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson joke can I make?
What's the joke gonna be?
Okay, so let's play pagan poetry and let's think about this.
Wait. Is it about PDF?
That is certain, yes, I understand the point you're trying to make. We'll see when we get back.
Sorry,
after
sorry.
Pagan poetry.
I'm playing this because she's like, I love him. Love him. I love him. I love him.
Pagan Poetry by Bjork. Thank you, Mars. I love you.
I love you.
So, you know, we were talking about Michael Jackson a little bit, and I was looking for inspiration as to make a quippy remark about some things that may or may not be true. But I don't know. I you know, I'm over here Googling, and I'm looking at pictures on the webs, and I saw one photo of Michael Jackson and E.T.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You looked over at my computer.
I did.
You saw
see that,
and you were like, "Oh my gosh."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did they put him next to E.T.?
They both be touching kids.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Well.
That came off the dome. That was good.
Mm.
Because you know they have how yeah. they do the finger thing.
E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home. If E.T. me and my friends found E.T., dude, we'd beat him to death with sticks. I would not.
Oh.
Oh
my god. You can read the joke and
no, it's not a joke. It's just like
not a joke.
I don't know. It's just like, but I found this video. Apparently he got interrogated and it was recorded, and
I think I've seen this before.
I haven't, so I will be watching this. I just can't believe. Look, okay, it's like how OJ was found innocent,
mm-hmm.
but everyone's like, no, he's guilty.
Yeah.
So why is the OJ thing like we joke about him being guilty, but Michael Jackson just whatever? Let's make a movie.
My take on it is that if your relationship with like this celebrity or artist or whoever. If your relationship with that person doesn't change at least a little bit after you hear that
right.
they have allegations like this, I think that's a little strange. Like,
it's odd.
If you at least don't at least try to look into it or something to like figure out instead of just like being like, no, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's at least some research has to be done and like you have to kind of think more
the critically. Dynamic has to change. If my closest friend had an accusation against him or her or whatever, you know, I would feel weird about it even if I didn't think it was true.
Yeah.
Like at some point. And I like it's it blows my mind that people are defending this man when they owe him nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, he made good music and he also did bad stuff. Both can be true.
Yeah. I think so.
Like,
I think so. And also, him doing bad stuff doesn't mean that he hasn't done good things before. I think people like to point out, like, well, you know, he, like, donated to whatever charity.
Right.
And like, yeah, like, okay, that's good, too. But, like, I'm sure, you know, I was going to say a name, has also done the same thing. I'm sure you're all thinking who I'm talking about. You know, that's how I feel.
It's fair. Valid take.
Yeah. I don't want to risk.
Don't want to risk it. Look at us talking about the things that need to be talked about on FM radio.
Okay, question. If you're listening right, really quick, just real quick. If you're listening to this show right now, if you would like Nate and I to sign up for a talk show for our last year of college, let us know because we...
High production value on it, by the way.
We
will put effort into it.
We actually will put so much effort into it, and we have plenty of ideas.
And we'll plan things, and
yes.
It'll be good, and we'll interview people.
Yes. So if you would like that show, or you would like to be on the show, just hit us up right now.
Come on. Just do it.
Right now.
Express interest. Message me if you have my phone number. Don't reach out to me on Instagram, because I won't check or respond. I might check, but
you can
I won't
message
respond.
Me on Instagram. This is Mars, by the way. I don't know if people knew that.
Yeah, if you're tuning in now, I'm Nate, and this is Mars next to
Hi.
Me.
Hi. If you want,
and you're listening to Dogma.
If you would like to be on our hypothetical talk show that might come to fruition next semester, let us know. And message me on Instagram.
I want to play, like, gentle music in the background, too.
Oh, God, yeah, that'd be nice.
And we'll sip coffee.
Mmm. I like this.
It'll be a late night vibe.
It will be a late night vibe, and it will be our show.
God, I have so much music to still play.
Sorry, I'm in a yappy mood.
Dude,
right now.
I'm yapping too. Honestly,
you gotta play. Okay,
we're playing Aisha Erotica.
Oh, this lineup
in this next
is great.
Batch.
Actually,
it's so nuts. But we're gonna have to cut something out
Okay.
But I mark my words, you will hear Aisha Erotica. We're going to start with Gravity Kills and their song Crashing, and then we'll end this batch with Aisha. It is 11:31.
We have time.
Okay, here we go.
Out of the brain, and so you keep Sunburst in my palm.
Sunburst in my palm.
Sunburst in my palm.
Legend.
knows that shit, bitch!
Aisha! That was Aisha Erotica. Literal legend. Before that, Talon by Lip Critic. That's a new song. Do you know that one, Mars?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. New song.
What?
New album. They dropped a new album 2 days ago. Lip Critic. Can you believe it?
I haven't listened to it.
It's fine.
Right.
And then before that, Gravity Kills Crashing. I have kept adding that to this playlist and taking it off of it.
Crashing?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm playing Tamagotchi Life right now.
You're really locked in.
Oh my god.
I'm just waiting for your Switch to die.
Okay.
No, ouch. I'm not excited for it. It's just like this thing is low battery. And I get anxious when things are low battery. The song has been in the playlist for like weeks, and every single time I'm like, I'm not feeling it, or this doesn't really fit what I'm doing this week or something, so I just remove it. And then I add it back, and then I remove it, and then I add it back. And now this time I was like, hey, it's the finale for the semester. I'm just going to play it. So I did. So there you go. Up next, I got a song that Mars showed me a couple days ago. Then a song that I found earlier today. And two more songs, but it's already 11:43, so we'll see. We'll see what we have time for. Here is Sleep Together by Porcupine Tree.
This means a this is your way out. Do a drum.
guys, honestly, it's the last episode, and I really don't care. There's still, like, 4 more minutes to that song, and I really just want to end it with this last song by Massive Attack.
Love you, but the feeling is gone.
Yeah, actually, first time I heard that song, it was on your show.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the first time?
First time I heard the song. So, if you guys like awesome music, listen to Mars' show.
Yep.
On Fridays at 5 p.m.
On FM.
On FM. Actually, really good. I think a lot of you guys who listen to my show, if you want a more chill music program and you actually want to be able to do your homework while you're listening to something, Mars's show is the one. It is the one to listen to.
I play a lot of like down tempo hip hop, trip hop, weird electronic, like atmospheric stuff. Like sometimes I'll be playing more chill stuff, and I don't know, it ranges, but it's kind of like that weird, like, I don't know, just look at Man Next Door on Instagram and look at my playlists, and I think it's Man Next Door WMUC on Instagram. My playlists are on there.
Thank you for listening to Dogma.
Here's Girl I Love You by Massive Attack.
Say it again.
Run the show. Run the show.